number of months ago, I heard a story. It's a remarkable maisa. But more than the maisa, I think it's the maisa of it, the halacha lemaisa of it, that's even more remarkable. It was a 16-year-old bachur. He was learning in Chevron Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, who was diagnosed with a very advanced case of Yanamachla. The doctors in Eretz Yisrael had already given up hope, and they told him maybe go to America. There's the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. They might have an Eitzah. So he came. He went to different doctors, and one doctor said, "There's a possibility. There's a chance that we could save his life." What they would do is they'd make an operation immediately. It was a Friday. And if they see there's no hope, they'll stop right there. They won't mutcher him, let him enjoy the last few weeks, last few months. But if there is a hope, it's going to be a tremendous cost. They would have to, Nebuchadnezzar, amputate one of his legs. So it was a Friday. They made it like an immediate a emergency surgery. And the Rav of Minneapolis, Rav Moshe Tov Yaliso Zayin Gezunt, who told over the story, he was involved personally. He said he came to the hospital on Matzoi Shabbos, and there was a doctor there who was known to be a Soini Yisrael. He was a Yid, a foreigner. He was a Chiloini from Eretz Yisrael. So he meets the Rav and he says, "Ani mekana b'chareidim. I'm mekana you religious people. What am I mekana? I'm mekana the emuna that you have." What prompted him to say this? A person that lived a life without a shemitz of Yiddishkeit. He told him what he saw with his own eyes. He couldn't believe it. He made the operation on this Yosef Chaim, this bacha, the 16-year-old bacha, and immediately found himself in such a danger. And it went well into Friday night, and he sees the bacha wakes up. Mamash, he's kamat in a semi-coma. He's under heavy sedation from the anesthesia, and he feels for his leg. And he sees it's not there anymore. So being half asleep, he realized that that meant that he lost a leg. So the doctor who saw this, he couldn't believe it. He said, the boy got up, Baruch Ata Hashem Ulekeinu Melech Haolam, Dayin HaEmes, and he collapsed from under the heavy sedation. But that wasn't it. A few hours later, again this boy, this bacha, wakes up. He feels for the leg, and he realizes if he has no leg, it means he might pull through. So he makes a bracha with simcha, Baruch Ata Hashem Ulekeinu Melech Haolam, Hatoiva Hameitiv. This story should move someone, should inspire someone, should change someone. A sogus from a 16-year-old bracha who's basakanas mavis, and there's a glimmer, there's a bit of hope. He realized he has no leg anymore, and a bracha that we should be zoicha to say when we have a child, when we have a son, when you buy a new house, toivu meitiv lachrini. And here a young bracha makes a bracha besimcha toivu meitiv, that maybe there's a hope for his life. Mikamcha Yisrael, right? We can imagine the Eibishter looking down, Kivayachal, Yisrael Ashebechaspa, look at Yiddish folk. But it's not just the Maisa that's a Pella, but the Lamaisa of it. The Musa Haskel of it is Oyim Venaira. Look at the Bracha. Look at the Bracha of someone who lives with Emuna, who lives with the Eibishter, who sees the Eibishter in every situation. Ashrei Adam b'teach bach. How a person in such a shreklach matzah, such a tragic situation, habeteach b'Hashem chesed yisay vevenu kipshutai. All he's thinking and all he sees is hatoiv ha-meitiv. There's a lot to say, a lot has to be said, a lot that should be said about the bracha of the maimon. But this is only one aspect of it. This is only one school in living with the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. In seeing the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, even the gates al-Mavitz, even a situation as horrendous as this one. But there's a whole different nekuda in Ashrei Ono Beiteyach Bach. It's also a Maisa Pella, but more important, the Lamaisa of it is even more Pelladic. There's a parsha in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tezayin, when David was going with the way the Pasuk describes, going with his men, the Giboirim, Yemina, Mismoile, David was going as a Melech Yisrael. We can't begin to imagine the covet of Malachim. And up the Pasuk, Shimi Ben Geir, who was upset at David, comes out, Vayisakel Bavonim, he throws stones at David, and he curses him terribly. Tzei, tzei, ish adomim, ish ablial. When you look in the Mefarshim, they tied Shreklech Azachim, and you should be punished, he tells them, in front of all the people. A bezoyin of a human being, but the fraud of a Melech Yisrael, who was surrounded by Melucha. And the Pasuk says, Avishai ben Tzuria told the Melech, why should you let him continue? Let me go and kill him, he's married to Malchus. And I must tell you, from here you don't see it, but you see later on in Tanakh, this hurt David terribly. This klola, David described it later on in life, who kolani klola nimretzes. It was went to the neshama of David and Melech, was a klola nimretzes. Just think about the nesayin at that moment. The nesayin of kas, the natural tendency of nekama, of sinner that David should have felt, rightfully so. A person comes along without reason, without justification, as mevazeh melech Yisrael. But look at the pasuk. Look at David's reaction in this most trying situation. David tells his men, leave him alone. Ki Hashem amaloi kalel. The Eibishter fiat developed. And if the Eibishter lets this happen, then there's a cheshbon. And the next pasuk again, David reiterates this machshava, this mahalach. Henichaloi v'yikalo ki amaloi Hashem. Leave it. So much tzoris, such an esoyin from all different angles. Kas, sinem, machloikis, nekama, right? The Mishnah Sharm says that the greatest tainik is a person takes revenge. It's a natural tendency. And David is overwhelmed, he's overtaken by the feeling, and it taka bothered him. But there's one word. There's one word that put an end to this tremendous nesayin. Emunah. David saw the Eivishter. In this situation, he didn't see Shimon and Gera, ki amalei Hashem kalel. He saw the Toiva HaMeitiv in even this most trying situation. And Taki, look in the Chinuch. The Chinuch explains in the mitzvah in Reish Aleph, this is the chiyuv of not taking the kama, because the Yidin wants to have this attitude. And if you think about it, again, there's a lot to say, a lot that has to be said. But think how Emuna is the shlissel, is the mafteach of bein adam lechaveiray. Tainis, machloikis, sinas, chinem, nekoma. Because you see another person. He bothered you, he was mitzayim me, he wasn't mechabed me. But as someone who sees the atoiva hameitiv, the eivish defiat develt, then he could begin to understand like the chinuch b'chayiv eviyit. And that's another bracha, that's another halacha l'maisa in Ashrei Adam b'teyach bach. It's the shlissel. It's the shlissel of bein adam l'chaveray. But there's even more to it. There's a whole different angle in seeing the bracha of emunah in our daily lives. It's another maisa that we all know, a mavel dika maisa. But the lemaisa is so much halacha lemaisa. There's a famous story, the Chafetz Chaim was once going with a wagon and the driver got hungry, so he pulled over to the side of the road. He looks around, no one's looking, so he cups an apple. So the Chafetz Chaim starts screaming, "Azet, azet!" So he ran back, he said, "Thank you very much for telling me." Probably the owner of the orchard was watching, so he didn't want to get caught. So he drives a little vite, he looks around, no one's looking, and again he goes to the apple, and the Chafetz Chaim screams, "Ezet, ezet!" And he comes back and he's a little upset at the Chafetz Chaim. I looked around, no one's here. What do you mean, Ezet? So the Chafetz Chaim with his tmimah said, Ezet. Pointing to Shemayim, Ezet. A simple story, right? When you're a child, the Rebbe tells you the story. But when you're older, you have to realize that if you see a Yid that lived in our dirt, people that we know saw him, he wasn't a Rishon, there was Zoicha to be a Chafetz Chaim, there was Zoicha to be a Rashke Bahag, that the Dibbuk said about him is a Kleina Tana, that he was the Rabban Shel Yisrael, the Svarim, he wrote, Mamish, the Rabban Shel Yisrael. There's no suffix in my mind. It's this Mahalach. It's this attitude, wherever he was, on a deserted road, on a dark road, all alone. But Ezet, Ezet. It's Emunah. That's Emunah that Tzadikim said about the Chafetz Chaim, that we learn about Olam Haba, and the Chafetz Chaim, Olam Haba, was right next to him. He could feel it, he could touch it, he could understand it. Emunah Chushis. And that also is a lot to say how this is the bracha of Amunah. The bracha of someone that wherever he goes, whatever he does, he remembers Ezet, Ezet. And I once said, you see a modern Zach, the first halacha, the very first halacha of Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha of the whole the Arachayim and Ebenezer, Yaradeya, Chayshim Mishmet, the whole Shlichas of a Yid, it seems to be out of place. The Rama says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and the Rama found on a ganze Mushishmus, Geboit on the Rambam Mamar Nevuchim, who Kla Godel Betayru, whom I love Sadikim, and he goes, says that a person that thinks he's alone acts one way, but if he realizes that the Melech is watching him, he'll act differently. And then the Ramah calls game when a person realized that the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Meloich Al Haaretz Kvoidei Oymed Olav Arayi B'Maisav Oy, how will act differently? I find him with the Shmuz, but what's that with Halacha? Why is that the first Sif, the first Halacha in Gan Zdalech Al Kishuchan Aruch? You know what I think the Pashat of Shad is? It's more than a Musa Shmuz. It's halacha l'maisa. Because if someone goes and every single day and achap, ezet, ezet, he'll act differently. He'll react differently. He'll talk differently. He'll watch his eyes differently. He'll think before he talks, because wherever he is, no matter how private he thinks he is, ezet, ezet, it's not a musa shmuz. It's halacha l'maisa. It's the hagdama. It's the preface to Kol HaTorah Kula. Because if someone thinks that right now no one's looking, he can do what he wants. Oy, could he get fafir? The halacha, the hasif aleph of Kol HaTorah Kula is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. And if you see a Chafetz Chaim that became as a Chafetz Chaim, because this was the aleph, this was the haskala of his life, ezet, ezet. The Rebbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel Oy Zayin, says, Yiras Hashem Yisoid HaMitzvahs. Not a chiddush, it's poshut. When you live with this hergish, when you see the Eibishter in Egdi Samid, a person acts differently. And then I started to think, Gevald, look at the bracha of Emunah. It's not only the Yisoid of Bein Adam L'Chaveri, as we explained. It's not only the Yesod of Bein Adam L'Amakim, like we see from the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch. It's also Bein Adam L'Atzmai. It's a bracha that a person has for himself. That you could see a bracha that's the age of many of us that wakes up in such a tragedy. Rav Gusman told what he saw with his own eyes. They took the Macheshes of Henechegish, and the Nazis were torturing him before they killed him, and he was laughing. So the Nazis asked him, Rabina, why are you laughing? We're torturing, we're going to kill you. So he continued to laugh, and he said, I know. I have no question. If this wouldn't be the Ratzon of Hashem, you couldn't do this. So this is the Ratzon of Hashem. You are the Shliach. So this is Ratzon Hashem. I shouldn't be happy. I shouldn't be besimcha. That's been Adam La'atzmai. A person could be in such a terrible situation when afreitzich, because he realizes that in Achalam Isis there's a Dayan Emes that does things for the Cheshbin. And it's not just a Dayan Emes, but it's a Toiva Hametis. We talk about simcha, we talk about atzvis, we talk about depression. Emuna. That's the one word. And then I understood that much more. A Gemara that at first glance is a Pella. The Gemara in Seif Makis says that although there is Taryag mitzvahs, but in Doris they go Shvacha, so David somehow condensed them into 11 mitzvahs. And Yeshaya Hanavi even made it shorter into 6 mitzvahs. Until Chavakuk v'amidam ba'alachas v'tzadik b'emunasa yichya. So b'emis it's a pel. One emuna is the kol Torah kula. And what's with ben adam l'chaveri? What's with kas? What's with machloikis and sinner? And what's with lashon hara? And what's with nasasa v'nasata b'emuna being eluch in business? How could a Muna be this, a Kola Torah Kula? The other ones, no. You look in the Gemara. It has other mitzvahs. But one mitzvah. But then I realize, yes. Yes, it's possible a Muna is the Yisoyne Kola Torah Kula. Because the Hergish of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid is the answer to our questions. And is the answer to our problems. Because the person won't say Lashon Hara if he realizes, Ezet, Ezet. And a person who's doing a business deal and no one knows what he's going to write, and no one will ever find out, there won't be a Chil Hashem. So what's wrong if I write a few numbers different, a few facts different? But then he chavsech and he starts to tremble. Oh, bezet, bezet. He's not alone. There's no person looking. There's no government official looking. But the Eibishter is watching. Ezet, ezet. Yeah, that's what it is. Amuna. Is the Yetzer. Bein Adam L'Chaveray, Bein Adam L'Makayim, and Bein Adam L'Atzmai. You look in the Ramban, how the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Bo, he says, the Kavan is Kol HaMitzvahs, and the way the Ramban Shparzai says Amunah. What does that mean? Because that's what brings everything. That's what brings a person to act differently, to talk differently, to look like a Yitz should look. Because wherever he is, ezet, ezet. And believe me, this is enough. These reasons are enough to give a person a cheshik, a ratzin, to work on emunah, to think about emunah, to ask himself, v'u haltich im b'tzadik b'emunasa yichya. But I think for us, b'nei Torah b'frat, the Yidden and the Frat B'nai Torah, there's a different cheshbon. That it's not just a mile or a luxury, it's a chiyuv gamur. We spend our lives, and again, the Frat B'nai HaYeshiva spend their days and their nights on Ratzon Hashem. Sometimes you don't know what Ratzon Hashem is, and some people do, Rachmanu Litzlan, the most ridiculous things, thinking that's Ratzon Hashem, V'ein Laharech. But look in the pasuk we learned just last week in Parshas Ekev, where the pasuk says clearly what Ratzon Hashem is and what we should be doing, spending our days and doing this Ratzon Hashem. V'yata Yisrael ma Hashem alekecha shayel mi'imach. What is the Eibishter want from you? Kiyim li'yiras Hashem alekecha. That of all things, the Eibishter tells us with no uncertain terms. That's what I want from a Yid. Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim. And what did that mean? Halacha l'maisa. So you know the Gemara in Brachos Lam Gimel and Beis, that's a mechayev. That everything is b'day Shamayim, chutz mi Yiras Shamayim. And that's what the pasuk means. That's the halacha l'maisa. That the Eibishter looks at us and says, Yid nichbet v'naych ein zach. I ask you one thing from you. Steig in Yiras Hashem, steig in Amunah. Father, there are differences, but Yaneinu, it's the same. Steig in the Hakara that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. Why? Why this of all things? So probably have a guess by now. Because the tzaddik, the munasa yichya, is the one word, the passport through life, that helps you go through all the bumps that life brings, and that's what Hashem wants from us. And Glicklich is the person that sees in everything the Eibishter does to him, he sees through the Dayan Emes, and he sees the Atayv HaMetiv. He's filled with a Yahav of Hashem in all situations. And Reza Pella, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, when he describes the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, he says he's supposed to see the Ahava that we have to the Eibishter, Achen Asiguhu V'nene B'Hasagosai B'Tachlis Ahano Heta Loshne Heta Avot in Rambam. It's supposed to bring a person to a Ahava that he has a Tachlis Ahano Spitz Ahano, the epitome of a pleasure should be Ahavas Hashem. If you think about it, you'll understand why that is. Because a person could go through life, a person could be faced with a Nazi that's taunting him and going to kill him with a freitzach. Because this is Ratzon Hashem. A 16-year-old bacher could say, Hatoiva Meitiv, because he knows that Hashem, Omer, this is what the Eibishter wants. Ashrei Odom Baiteyach Bach. That's what it's all about. That's Ahavas Hashem. Rabbi Zangzin once told me, and he was crying when he said it over. It's so moving. He said he once got a phone call from a woman that was nebuch dying from Yanamachla, and she said she made a cheshbon last time that she believes the emunah shleima that kol ma'adav rachmano l'tav avit. So why b'zay this sickness l'tav avit? So why should she daven? Maybe she should stop davening. She should have a refuah because the sickness is for her the best. So why should I stop? Why should I not want to have what's best for me? Now, for Shteitzich, the kash is a toys, the Ashkaf is a toys, because this is good for the tachlos of every machla, that we should daven and hope for Rachmi Hashem. But again, look at the bracha. Look at the bracha of Ashrei Adam Beteyach Bach. That a simple woman could come to such a simcha, the tachlis ha'anah, that she wants to die from Yanamachla, because this is Ratzon Hashem. Doesn't see the Dayan Emes, but the freitzach with the atoyva ha'meitiv. And this is what the Eibishter wants. Not chalila in shverer matzavim, but in daily matzavim. Ki in the yira, where are we holding, Rabbi say? Where are we holding on what is really Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach? Someone came to the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi said, "Nu, was machst du?" He said, "The Baruch Hashem, business gate, good. Last week was bad, but today got better." So the Beis Halevi says, "Good, aber was machst du?" So he thought the Beis Halevi didn't understand. He goes, "Baruch Hashem, it's getting better. Business better." So the Beis Halevi said, "I asked, was machst du? Panosa the Eibishter gives. The Mafteach HaPanosa is Biyad Hashem. The only thing that you do, that's Bidei Odom, is Yiras Hashem. What machst du? What are you? Where are you holding in what's biyadcha? What's biyad? What really biyadcha?" Tifa, the hair, such a posture of the hair. That from everything we do and everything we keep busy with, but one thing what machst du is kiyam el Yiras Hashem alekecha. Where are we holding? Where are we holding and growing in Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, which is the Hagdama, which is the Aleph of Kol HaTorah Kula? Where are we holding in the feeling that whatever happens to us, we can see through it all and say, Hashem Amalei Kalel? Where are we holding that if there's a Shverer Matzif, we can have the Seichel to know that the Eibush to Sofkosof is a Toiv HaMeitiv? Where are we holding in what the Eibishter wants from us? And Fashteitzich, in the whole concept of Emuna, there are many different Madreges, there are many different Drochim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Maimet Tezayin Shnas Tavsham Gimel writes, he was Mekabel from his Rebbeim. When you talk in Emuna, you talk in the Pashat Ezachim. So let me try to talk about a pasuk of the Oifim. a way of growing, a way of steiging in Ma Hashem Aleichecha, what the Eibishter really wants from us. And again, I say there are many other Durachim, there are more Dehoibin of Durachim, Rab Chatzkel, Zechayim Lebrach, the Panovich Mashkiach. Kol Yomav, he had Geharvit Amunah, and I heard from Talmidim that heard it from him. He was ready in the late 80s, and he would speak in Panovich and say, I just came to Akari, Chanish Kain Amunah. I'm starting a new Derech, a new Avoida. But let's start off a Pasha Da'ifim. To do what really the Eibishter wants from us, to growing in the Akara, that wherever we are, this Shivisi Hashem has to be L'negdeinu Samit. There was someone I knew that was going through a very difficult period, and I wanted to be Mechazakim, to lift him somewhat. I told him then in Eitzah, that I realized afterwards, for us, for me, for all of us, it's even more important than for him. Because this is the derech. This is the road to a life of a tzaddik b'emunaso yichya. Because if a person lives with this hakara, he acts differently, he talks differently, he sees the ezet that much more. I told him, the next time you want to make a bracha, make a shakal mibidvari, before you make the bracha, stop for 30 seconds and think about the meaning of that bracha. Think about the simple pirish hamilos of shehakol nihiyeh b'dvarei. Think about the awesome meaning of those words, shehakol nihiyeh b'dvarei. Think about the remarkable statement, the declaration you're about to make. You look around and there's a world of millions and billions of nefloyes habayri, a world of shreit arayis, koile koilis, marabu masecha Hashem. Rabbi Zangzun once told me he had a balas tshuva in the house. She was a scientist. And how did she become from? How did she change her life? Because she studied a molecule of water. And from a molecule of water, she saw Marabu Masech Hashem. She realized there's such a bira, there has to be a Baal bira. That's a molecule of water. And how about a world that Kulay Oima Kvayt Hashem? That Kulay Oima Bereishis Bara Lekim? That wherever you look, wherever you go, wherever you see, you think Ilufinu Maleshir Kayam. Look as on the flyest millions and billions of the flying that are made to Mayaidim, gracious Vara like him. And that's what you say every time. Shakol ni abidvarai. It wasn't work. It was the Dvar Hashem. The Eibishter made the world. And then think to yourself, the Eibishter made all this. And he can't give me a few more dollars. He can't give me a better job. He can't give me some more shalom bayis. And for us, Bnei Yeshiva, he can't give me a better kishrin, a nicer family, a better zikaron. There's a reason. Obviously there's a reason, because the Eibishter is a toiv ha-meitiv in every situation. And then I thought, that's for him. But for us, that Baruch Hashem, we don't have these problems. But just think about every time you say, Shakol Niyah B'dvarei, that awesome chizik and emunah that you should have. The chinuch writes, Adam nifo kefi puloisav. If you say it, do you understand it? Think what one bracha, what a second bracha, what a week, what a month of brachas b'chavana, what that could bring to a person. You know what it brings to a person? I'll tell you. It leads him along the road of a tzaddik demunasa yichya. And it's this mahalach that could prompt an achilanis to say, I'd rather stay with the machla because the Eibishter is a tev ha-meitiv. Because shakol niyeh b'dvarei, and you think I can't get better? But vayis tichayis, that this is, there's a cheshbon for this. But it's not a hefkevelt. Shakol niyeh b'dvarei tells us it's not a hefkevelt. And this is not my Eitzah. This is not my einfall of growing in Mo Hashem Aleichecha wants from us. The Rambam in the beginning of his brachas, and his lashon kedarkei is priceless. Let me read the lashon. The Rambam asks a kasha. Why is it that whatever we do, we make a bracha? Birchas Hano, Birchas Hoido, Birchas HaMitzvahs. Why does everything need a bracha? Zok the Rambam, Ubirchas Rabbah is Tiknu Chacham and Derech Shevach, Voido, Vederech Bakasha. Why? Why is there a bracha on everything we do, Kamat? Kidei Lizkar as Haboyi, Tamit. You're saying Shakol Nivadvari. Think about that for a minute, okay? Let's just analyze that bracha. A person could be out of town, he could be traveling, he could be in Hong Kong in business. There's not a firm again within 100 miles of him. There's no yeshiva, there's no shul. He's going to work 12 hours. He already davened shachris, he has no time for seder. He has to work al michya al kakola 12 hours. He's not near a yid within 100 miles. But he says, he takes a cup of coffee, and he says, Shakol niya bedvorei. He just connected with Borei Olam. He just made a statement that could be marish olamis, that the whole world the Eibishter made. You sit down to breakfast. Hamoitzi lachem in haaretz. You know what that means? I'll tell you what that means. That a person knows that there's a store that sold the bread. There's a baker that baked the bread. There's a farmer that grew the flour. There's someone that had to process the flour. And there's shipments and there's workers all over. But he makes the bracha at 5 on the belt, and he said, Hamoitzi lachem in haaretz. He's taking gashmius and making it into an aliyah ruchnis. Boyu benachzik toivel Rabbeinu Harambam. Boyu benachzik toivel Rabbeinu Harambam that gave us a new tam, a new gishmak, a new tayeles, a new tachlis, I should say, in every bracha we do. It's a way of growing in Yiras Hashem. It's a way of connecting. That you could be 1,000 miles away from Yiddishkeit. But you hold, you say, Bairei Priyo Eitz, and you realize that the Eibishter created the world and created this Eitz. And I don't have to tell you, I'm sure you realize, it's not a coincidence. It's not Shaloi B'Chavona that we have 100 brachas every day. Chazal Masakin, 100 brachas every day. Because 100 times, and after, even 100 times is not enough. A person could they lizger a boyri tamid, and the Rambam Tak in the next halacha again repeats it, and he adds a kinage. Could they lizger a boyri tamid uliyerem imenu? Because 100 times a person has to chazarain his emuna, because that's what the Eibishter wants from us, and it's not a coincidence, Cholila, that the chiyev of meyer brachis, which the Rambam says the chiyev of strengthening the yiras Hashem. We learn from the Pasuk, Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoyl Mimach. Because the Eibishter wants Yira, and what does that mean? What does Emunah mean? Meir Brachas. Kdei Lizkes HaBoyri V'li Ulirim Imenu. No, it's not a coincidence that these two things coincide. Because it's Shtayim Shiyachas. Brachas Yira Shemayim is Hainu Hach. Just think about the bracha we say. Forget about Shehakol Nibadvar. Let's look at the first half of the bracha. You know, there's somebody that traveled in business, and he always complained to me he has no time for ruchnias, he has no time to learn and daven. I once asked him, Reb Pliny, you are away for a week. Did you talk to the Eibishter in the past week? He thought I was making jokes. Eibishter? Did you talk to the Eibishter in the past few days? He goes, what do you mean? I barely opened the safe. I barely daven, talked to the Eibishter. I said, but you said brachas, right? Look at the bracha you said. Baruch Atah Hashem. What does Atah mean? Atah means you. 100 times, l'chol ha'pachas, you spoke to the Eibishter. In Hong Kong, in Thailand, wherever you are. But 100 times you connected with Borei Olam. Didn't you talk to the Eibishter? Of course you wait from Torah and from mitzvahs and yeshivas. But you're never away from the Eibishter. Because wherever you go, wherever you are, Azet, Azet, he's right there. The Chavetz Chaim once told his Talmud, the Taich of Baruch, I'm not sure, Machloek is showing him what it means. But one thing I do know, Atah is due, you, Eibishter. And then he says, think about when you say Baruch Atah, you're talking to the Eibishter. Is that a claim of right? This is ways of growing in Emunah. 100 times a day, L'chol HaPachas, we have a way of doing what the Eibishter wants from us. So you're probably wondering, So why doesn't it work? We make brachas, why doesn't it work? So I'll tell you the problem, but I'll tell you also the solution, which is more important than the problem. The Navi, Yeshaya, the Eibishter has a tain on Klal Yisrael, right in the beginning of Yeshaya. Yod Asher Koinehu V'chamoy V'zbolav Yisrael Yod. And the Pasha the Tait is Asher, a behema, at least knows who its owner is. Chamor has less Bechol, doesn't know the owner, but knows where it gets the food from, how it survives. But Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, which is the greatest title that a person could be referred to, Lo Yada. So once Rav Chavkul once asked, a pleadik akasha, a yid, a dehoi ben a yid, a Yisrael, doesn't know what a chamor knows, what a shor knows. So Rav Chavkul says the answer is the pasuk itself. Continue. Ami lo yizbayna. You know why Yisrael lo yada? Because he doesn't think. L'nyaneinu, how much this has halacha l'maisa. 100 times in Bechazik the Amunah, do we think? 100 times the Rambam says we make brachas to remind us to see the Eibishter, the Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. Why don't we see it? Ami lo yizbayna. I once heard a story. The a Rav turned to his mispalel, to his says, "Rabbi Yankel, the trachtam from the Eibishter." He goes, "Yeah, but what's your stuff for me? What do you want for my life? I wake up, I run to the daf yomi shir, then I go daven, then I run to work, and I'm busy. By lunch, I catch another shir, and then I go in the afternoon. I say the mincha, ma'ariv, I learn my children. Then have ich Zeit to trachten from the Eibishter." That's ami lo yizbayna. A whole day, a person is davening and learning, and what is learning? Chazal say, Dvar Hashem zu halacha. Rabbi Shaul Salanta used to learn Shnayim Arachim like we learned. But one difference. Rabbi Shaul Salanta learned the Mishnah Shnayim Arachim Betalis. They have an Etzir. Zok di Eivish to Yachleiku. That's putting Giri Shemayim in what we do. Anoichi? What the Gemara says, it's kamad impossible to say ever, but Chazal doesn't say it. What is the Torah? Anoichi? Ano, Navshi, Kasibis Yehavis. The Torah is the nefesh alikus. Zot the ebesh liachleiku. That's the way we should learn. A whole day we're busy learning and davening and saying brachas, but we have no time for the ebeshter. That's ami lo yizbayna. I'll give you another muscle. And I have no doubt that this could change a person if he has his bayniness. There was a maskil that once wrote a article full of ridicule about Bnei Torah that made a tremendous storm in the Yeshiva Shevelt. The thrust of the article was that the Yeshiva Light are Asher Yotze mentioned. They would sit a whole day, do nothing, but they go and they say Asher Yotze a few times a day, and it caused a tremendous uproar. It's a bazillion for Bnei Yeshiva, and everybody was ois mensch except Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mir Mashiach, and he immediately said he wants to give a shmuz. So they thought he's going to fire the shmuz. So he went a whole shmuz. He spoke about the bracha of Asher Yotze. And he went through the nefloyet habayri, the roifechol basol maflil asoyt, was geita rain in when a person does terachos. And he said, Zach and Demis said, you look in the, it's a dove of Pella, the longest sif in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Vav, which explains the bracha of Asher Yotze, Re'ez Epella. And he said that when a person goes, he leaves home, he goes traveling, so he calls his family because they're worried. So he says, Gloid me, when a person goes to the bathroom, he should send a telegram, I'm okay, if he knows the sakana. I mean, the Gemara in Pesachim is not a guzma, in Kuf Yud Ches, that kashim the kavash al adam, kiyoim hamisa, ukechriyas yamsuf. I had a chava that was in an accident, and because of the trauma, he couldn't go to the bathroom regularly. I heard him screaming, as a friend of my age, the yisur ma'oyim v'noyer she'ein l'shaya ve'ein l'taya. For weeks they had to somehow straighten out this problem. A kleinikite. I knew a choshev yid. He told me he had the yisur misa. What happened? He realized that there was gallstones. How big is a gallstone? Can you imagine? Smaller than a raisin. And every day we thank the Eibishter, if Yisasei Mechod Mehem, Yev Shal Hiskayim. And he said he felt that. a kleinikite gave him Yisura Misa. He wasn't a Gazer. And Rabbi Yochum went on to explain the neflois in the asiyas tzorchov of a person. And afterwards he raised his voice, and those that were there remembered Adayim was there. And he says, Meruftun Ashayota mention. Halavai, halavai, we should be royal to be called Ashayota mention. Havai, we should take the lesson of Ashayota. And I once did a little studying about the neflois. Besides in Chazal, but look in Goyesha books for how it's Mavel Alerayim. Mibsari Echza Mekai, you could see Pashin Mashiyotza. And this is Moa Hashem Olekecha Shoyom Yidcho. To say a bracha and understand what you're saying. How a person could steig in the bracha of Mashiyotza. Just in the bracha. Halavai he could be called Mashiyotza mentioned. But I have a different kinach, a different limud that can make us better people, pashut in the bracha aleinu. Did you ever wonder the whole nusach speaks about the neflois habayra, the thrust of it? But there's one, there's a few words that don't seem to fit in. Gavu v'yadua lefnei chisech vaydecha she'im yepaseach achod mehem, and it continues on to neflois habayra. So she'im yepaseach, the same is very understandable. What do they mean? Golui v'yadua lefnei chisech vaydecha? What does the kisti I covered have to do with my kishkas? You say this every day. What does it mean? So you look in the Goyin Siddur, and since each word is masik midvash, I'll read you the lashon. The Goyin bamerks this. Why do we say chisti I covered? Bevrachas asiyas tzuracha v'chmosatus lafuki midas ha'ayim shakadosh baruch hu yefshe sheyashgiach al oilam hashafu. The Eibishter takes care of the Shemayim and the Oretz and the galaxies, but not on the Olam HaShafel. L'chach anu oimim shafilus nechisi ha'chavit. And what kisi ha'chavit? Shafilu ha'malachim ha'gavoyim oim dim rochak misham kama river yavavais parsois. Thousands and thousands of miles. Even a malach can't come close to the kisi ha'chavit. And in front of that kisi ha'chavit that a malach can't even imagine what it is. Afilu misham hu mashgiach al dvorim shveilim ka'ela. At kan the shiny akadosh of the goyim. Do you know what kind of statement that is? Do you know what kind of awesome statement that is in Ashgacha Pratis? That the Eibishter is worried about my kishkes, not the Eibishter, but the kisi akavit. So why don't we grow? Why don't we see other nifokefi puloisav? Amilayis boyim. Or better yet, imagine a person. He's alone, he's talking to a chava, no one's within miles around. He says a lashon hara. Who's going to find out? Who's going to hear? But he's supposed to remember that you say the bracha, golev yidul lefnei chisech vaydecha, that's a chizik in shivisi Hashem l'negdi summit. That even my kishkes the Eibush is watching. Shtiklach in business, in the sosur, in the sata, b'muma, it's oyen v'noira. Who's going to find out? Who's going to know? That golui v'yadua lefnei chisech vaydecha. And that bracha, that nusach, is a chizuk in the first and the most important halacha of kol dalet chelki shulchan aruch, that everything we do is lefnei chisech vaydecha, that shivisi Hashem l'negdi summit. But what happens if amila is boina? Then we lose it all. Work on to change yourself. I told him, learn the bracha of Ashayotza, learn this the mechaba, see the siddur hagrah, and say the bracha every day with kavanah. I don't mean to say it for an hour, but say it pirush hamilas. He said, that's it, that's all, that's plenty, because that's what the Eibishter wants from us, to grow in emuna. And every kleinikite, can we be messiah? What it means a kleinikite in emuna? Is there such a thing as a kleinikite in emuna? If the Eibishter for everything wants from us emuna, is there a kleinikite? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yates says the Oyna Hamein b'chol koychoi poischem oishari gan Eden. And Merbing's a pasuk. And what's Hamein? What's the greatest kite? Kerem Melech Neman. So the Gemara is a merapsa nigra. It's not a ben oylam haver, which in itself is moridik. This is Poitzchem Lo Shari Gan Eden. And you look in the Mashiach, how he describes what it means, Shari Gan Eden, this Shar, Lifnei Shar, Lifnei Shar, and by him all the Sharim open up. And he comes to Gan Eden that Adam Arishin Koydim Echet. That's where he was. The saying, Amen. The saying, Kel Melech Neman, they open up Shari Gan Eden. But you know what I think the Pshat is? Because it's not a Kleinigkeit. When someone declares Kel Melech Neman, when someone's thinking of working on what the Eibishter wants from us, that's the biggest thing. Because Amilo Yisboinen is our biggest Tzara. And our biggest Yeshua is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, in growing an Emunah. And this person is interested in growing in what the Eibishter wants from us. That's Poitzchem Lo Shari Gan Eden. Kel Melech Neman means he sees the Azet, Azet, Azet. There's no Kleinigkeit in Aliyah in Emunah. And wherever you look, wherever you go, if there's his boyness, if a person opens his eyes and opens his heart, he could grow in Emunah. The Dumba Taiches, the Mishnah Novice, Mayayin Dar Mayayin Basa. So he said, what's the shot? So he says, imagine a person wakes up one morning and he's in the most beautiful, beautiful garden with the nicest trees and flowers, and he has avodim and mishorzim that are waiting for him to help him, and he has every food, every luxury possible. Wouldn't he ask, where am I? Who did this? How did this come from? Zok de Dubna. A person wakes up in the morning and his body is waiting, the Ramach Eivor have been working his eyes and his ears and his heart and his nervous system and his muscles, the whole body, a whole, that each thing, shouldn't we ask, may I in Basel, where did you come from? Who made this? A molecule of water, Rabbi. See, a molecule of water is enough to teach a person, voracious bar like him. Because this is boininess. And that's what we need. Rav Volber writes in the Sefer, a beautiful lashon, a person's guf is a base medrash of emunah. Think about it. It can harv on so many sugis in his guf in emunah. Doesn't the Rambam say that? The Rambam in Halacha Beis. How do you come to Yiras Hashem? You look at the world. But if there's no hizboininess. How about Birchas Hamazon? The person says that. Hazdanes Ha'olam Kulay B'tuvay. What a chizik and a munah that should be. Shabbos. Someone asked me, and I still have pain out of the day. He says, what do I need Shabbos for? I'm not a big singer. I don't sing Zemiris. So what's Shabbos all about for me? Shemei Shemayim. Shabbos is the estate of our munah. The Medrash says, "Kishayim she efshel l'Shabbos below Yisrael, kachi efshel l'Yisrael below Shabbos." Shabbos, when a person becomes a shutter to kaviyach with the Eibishter, he says, "Vayechulu." Think about the word "Vayechulu Hashemayim v'aretz." He becomes a shutter with Bnei Yoilam. Shabbos is what teaches a person that kalmas einoyis v'shaladim ketzuvin loy. Don't work, don't collect the money, but the Eibishter is the zonu mafanei farkoil. Shabbos teaches you, remember what I'm telling you now, because maybe now it's on the gay, but you have to hear it. Shabbos teaches you that when you do something that's not erlich in business, it's a narishkeit. You know why? Because kol mazayin oisus aladim ketsuvan loy, and kol shkein hishtadlus that's called gezela won't help a person. So doing something not erlich in business is a shigoyin that Chazal say ein adam chayte v'loy loy. You know what that means? That means a person could gain the thousands of dollars, but he won't have a hana'ah of a kosu from that money. Because the Eibishter fear to velt. It's not you with your shtiklich, with your heterim. Not a pruta, not a hana'ah, not a chutasayr of hana'ah does a yid get if it's not erlich. And every Shabbos, when a person feared Shabbos, by a chul ha'shamayim v'yaretz, he goes to business Sunday, and he wouldn't think of coming on to heterim and kulis and shtiklach, because he's not a shayta, erlim chayta v'loy loy. Can a yid live without Shabbos? Is it actually Yisrael b'loy Shabbos? You go out into the world that's full of sheka, that's full of geneva. Shabbos is the recharge of a yiddish neshama, that he knows kol mazayin oisav shel adam, that he knows hamarba If he won't follow the Hanatim, if he won't come on to Gizela, he'll have the same amount. The Chazanish in the letter to Darkai in Chelik Aleph in Tzadik Dalid, he writes about something that troubled him. There was a certain kula that they were doing, which wasn't the Fi Ruchai. So he says, people sing Zmiris, and they sing Komakade Shvi, and they say Yitzmach Moshe Matnas Chelki, and they make us that beautiful Shabbos. And those people, Falazich on Eterim, those people, Falazich on Kulis that are not really Kulis. And he writes a Lashon, I want you to remember this. Mihema Mechalisha, who's making these Kulis? Loizorim, Loichofshim, Achinu, Serenu, Bekerim, Achneinu, Anoshim, Asha Tfilin, Berasheim, Betzitz, Bevigdeim, Umezuzi, Betzitzcheim. Anoshim, Amamina, Mimun, Shalema, Kim Yeshbiri, Yeshbara, Bir. Who doesn't believe that Bereish is Bara like Kim? That the Eibishter is does everything. Who doesn't believe that the Eibishter feared the world and b'chayeim surim biyadecha? So it's the time of the chazanish. B'cholish talusam lo yosifu anigzal lehem k'moish lo yhedef hamar b'asif v'amam demidba. It's not going to help. And then he goes right to b'chayachaliva b'shabbes l'mal hinatzal mihefsid. You know what it's like? There's a fire burning, you throw on gasoline to put the fire out. That's what Shabbos teaches us. That a person has to live erlach. And what kirfus einai we call shtiklach and dachin, that geneva, that's not going to help. What do I need Shabbos for? A person that's his neshama, that's our very neshama of Amunah. And there are many eitzes, yontif. Yontif, like Chazal say, Shalosh Regolim, it keeps you going to the next Yontif. How a person goes to Shep from a Pesach, from a Shavuos, from a Sukkot. Someone came to the Chazanish once. The Chazanish, he was a Bayi Beisa, he was Haimish. The Chazanish says, you know, we see Amol, a person has a terrible Yerida. Mamish, he goes and he falls, Gefarlach. You think it happened overnight? Not true. It happened because he never really had Emunah. Atkan, person left, and he started heading back home. He said, "But the Chazanish, what do you want from me? Why do you tell this to me?" He got very nervous. So the next morning, he traveled back to Bnei Brak, and he came to the Chazanish. The Chazanish was waiting, smiling and saying, "I knew you would come back." He says, "Don't worry, I didn't mean you, but I was teaching something." We think, but the Chazanish, that Amunah, it's like everything else, it just goes from Zechalein. No. Amunah, a person has to constantly work on. Because if he doesn't work on it, and it comes a share in his soul, and he could lose it. Amunah, he's at least constant chizuk. And it's not the Chazanish's chiddush. That's what the Gemara says, Bo chavakuk v'amid alachas, the one word that's the answer, that's the solution to our problems is, v'tzadik b'amunah sayichya. It's to be not in the chaveray. How you're seen as a person. How you control yourself, not saying what you're not supposed to, because you realize Hashem omalei kaleo. It's to be in Adam, lamokaim, that whatever you do, wherever you are, you know, ezet, oy ezet. And the yikit's been Adam la'atzmoy. A person shouldn't get lost. He shouldn't get to brachim. He shouldn't get depressed of a situation. Because it's not just a dying emes, it's a toiv ha'meitim. A person has to grow in that, because that's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. And every so often we have to ask ourselves, we're learning and we're davening, Abavos Machs do. Where are we holding in what the Eibishter really wants from us? But you're thinking, who has time? We're so busy, right? You don't need time. There's boininess. We spend time anyhow saying brachas, mea brachas. Why do we waste the opportunity? We spend time davening and a psukah de zimra. We have a Shabbos. But to think what we say, to think by chulu ha-shamayim v'yoret, we say it twice on Shabbos. That should make a person intoxicated with emunah. That should keep him going, that he shouldn't do something as na'yalach, because the Eibishter made the world. So Slanta once asked the question, it's not the question, but I think the answer is so lemaisa. So the person, every person b'teva, is scared of something. We live in the mountains. You see it. Some people are scared of a moth. They're going crazy. Of a spider. A mosquito. Okay, someone's a dehybin. He's scared of a bee. Mice. Forget it, right? A person's pachad misa. But everybody's scared of something. So Bishol said, how could it be? A person's scared of a fly, of a zvuv, and he's not scared of the Eibishter? Yiras zvuv, but not yiras shemayim? And I ask, why is a person scared of a butterfly, and he's not scared to say a lashon hara? You ever go with people, they're scared of a policeman, right? You're not scared of the Rabbeinu Shlomo? A person gets a ticket, a summons, it's hitted. And how about this almost elder getting a summons of Meyichya and Meyamas? Why don't we have a year? So Bishos Lanta said a word, a very, very, lemaisa, a very deep word. Because since the Abish said the only thing that's beyond Adam is Yiras Hashem, it is natural, it is Batev, every person is scared of things. But it can't be automatic Yiras Hashem, because that's the only thing that the Abish wants from us, Vos Mach Du. So it can't be natural. You know what that's telling us? That a person has Yira B'teva, a person has Yira Shemayim B'teva, and it does come naturally, but it can't be automatic, because that's what the Eibush, that's the only thing that's the Adam. And I once added, if I may, this is why you see that people that do work on Yira Hashem, that are steiging in the Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid, the yira that they have is like umam kiya supa. It's a yira choshes that you could touch it like you could touch the chair that you're sitting on. They once said about the altar that his yira's chet is like someone's holding a gun to his head. That's how he was scared of an aveira. So his son said, not true. His yira's chet is when after the person pulls the trigger in the split second before the bullet goes into his head. That was his yira. It wasn't just the yira someone's holding a gun. Because when someone works on yira, when someone is Daig in Yiras Hashem, he could go Maila Maila, because it is natural, it is Beteva. The same is true with Amunah. The Altatak, his Talmud writes in the Chelik Aleph, my Mechavav, says, you see a nice chair. So you say, who made it? You don't think it came from itself. And if you see a beautiful world, isn't it natural that we have Amunah? So the Altatak on his own is Mechavan. Avad, it's natural. But if that's what the Eibishter wants from us, it can't be automatic. A molecule of water could change a person if this is boininess. And again, there were people that we know, that we saw, Rav Chaskel Levinson Zechein Levracha. He had a moon in his hand, the Chazanish said, the Emunah by Zemet, by Amazine Hunt. Because if a person works in Emunah, it becomes Emunah Chushes. Emunah is all over. The opportunity of growing in Emunah is all over. It's in brachas, it's in ashayotza, it's in benching, it's in Shabbat, it's in yontif, it's in learning the Blat Gemara, it's all over. It's mayayin basa, it's looking at a molecule of water. And Taki the Alter writes earlier in Chelag Aleph, Mayim Mechaf Aleph, he says, the Eibishter made a world that whatever we need most is readily available. You can't find steak on the street, but you could find air to breathe, because you can't live without air. And he said the same thing is true with the moon. It's all over, like the air we breathe. But he says Malei Kol Haaretz Emuna Lemevinim Hamisboinim B'zeh. That's the Zeh Hadov Asher Dibanu. There has to be the Ami Hisboinim. And then I realized, looking at this all, putting it all together, Ashreinu Matei Chokein. That we have this mitzvah of Emunah. Because look at it, analyze it. The aside of our hatzlacha, the bracha, the greatest bracha that we have, is Emunah. And Emunah we have naturally, and it's inborn, it's b'teva. Yiras Hashem is born, is inborn, is natural. And the opportunities are plentiful, like the air we breathe. All day long we are busy, we could be busy in growing in Yiras Hashem. So what's missing? Ami Hisboinim. To use the opportunities. And that's the message I want to give to you tonight. We spend time anyhow with so many opportunities of growing in the Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Sami. We need it. It's what the Eibishter wants from us. We have it in of us. But what we do need is the avoider. I'm not telling you to stay up late, tikkun chatzos, saying say the brachas with the yizboininess, with the pirish hamilis. The Rabbeinu Yoina in a marvelous shmuz in Shara Tshuva, Shara Gimel Oizayin, speaks about amun and betachin, and he's machtiachos via the ahergul hazeh to kabel hanefesh hamisave ala betachin. That's the Yetzer. There's so many opportunities, but you have to use it. And remember, each steiging in amun is what the Eibishter wants from us, because kolayna amen. It's paischal leisharig aneidin, because that is what the Eibishter wants from us. L'toiv aseinu. There's a marvel dikuloshin of the Rambam. The Rambam asks a kash on himself, and L'chori doesn't answer it. In the end of the Pirush Mishnayis and Brachas, in the end, he speaks about Amuna, and he asks about himself, why do I write it here? This is not Moir Nevuchim. This is Rambam. Why did he bring it in something about Amuna if he's talking in Hilchos Brachas? It doesn't belong to your right. So the Rambam, that's the answer. The Rambam spent his life writing the Arach HaZokah and the Pirush Mishnayis and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Tshuvas, which we have so many and we lost so many more. But was Yoke B'Einav, the Vaya by the Ma'at, the stick of the steiging in Muna, because the Rambam realized from all his work, this is what the Eibishter wants from us. There are so many opportunities that we have. Let's not waste it. Let's not deprive ourselves of the bracha of Amuna that we have anyhow. Let's not be another carbon of Amiloi Hizboinen. And for Shteitzach, if I tell you to work in everything on brachas and ashiyotze and benching and Shabbos, it sounds good. But Chazal was smarter than us. And Chazal said, Tefasta merubulei tefasta. So let me advise, pick one thing. One avoida, whatever it is, whether it's brachas, whether it's ashiyotze, benching, something, and work on it until you see what the Goyin in the letter promises. Hahergul al kol davar shulton, concentrating on one thing. Regilas brings shulton, brings a control over that, and then go to the next thing. Pruta pruta mitzarefes, but work on seeing the bracha, on seeing the bracha adein tzayif of yitzadik b'emunasa yichya. Because believe me, there's no greater bracha, there's no greater passport, one word passport through life, than the word Amuna. And the biggest taiva you could do to yourself, and the frat in the younger years, when Chazal tell us a person is easy to form, is develop the Amuna that we have in ourselves. Because that's the greatest bracha you're going to have. And let me just be Messiah with a maysa I once read. Chatzkel Abramsky Zecheinu Levracha, he spent many years in Siberia, and he used to speak about the Yisurim Oyin V'Noyer, the Gehenim that he was exposed to every day. No learning, no davening, Avodas Perach Bezyonit, because he was the Rav. And he said one day he woke up, started saying Moida Ani, and he says, what am I talking about? Moida Ani Lefanecha, for what? For a day of Bezyonit, of Yisurim, of freezing cold, a day without a shemitz of davening, of learning, of ruchnius? I'm thanking the Abbas for another day? What for? Shech Zarat Debi Nishmazi? Why do I need my neshama? For what? For Yisurim, for Bezioinus, for Cherpa? What do I need my neshama? Why am I thanking the Abbas? And he was ready to give up. And then he says, wait. But there is one thing that makes everything worthwhile. That being in Siberia, being in the Choshech, being in the Gehenim, being in a place that was so void of Ruchnius, there is one thing that I could say, Moida Ani Shechzat Nishmasi. Rabbe Munasech, I still have the Bruch of Amunah. If I could say Moida Ani in this Choshech, in this Gehenim, for that alone it's worth waking up in the morning. And that kept him going. He didn't have Torah, he didn't have mitzvahs, but he had the Amunah. And maybe we could hear he had everything. Because the tzaddik b'munasa yichya is koila kolatayr kula. grow, use the opportunity that you have in growing the Rabbe Munasecha, in how wherever you look, Vudu Geist and Vudu Steist, there are opportunities waiting to grow in the Nechisich Vaidecha, in Ezet Ezet. And you'll see what I tell you, the greatest bracha, the real passport through life, is the Ashrei Adam B'Tayefach.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.